From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. This week, 15 members of the Eureka Police Department took part in the department's second 8-hour training session on what's called principled policing, a talk of procedural justice and implicit bias taught by certified instructors. The first training session held in March of this year, a third session planned for the first quarter of next year. Covered topics include ethics, legitimacy, policing goals, also implicit bias, and what changes they can start making. The core training curriculum and materials created by the California Department of Justice with the help of Stanford University professors. Well, whomever is chosen as the new president at HSU will start in July of next year. That announcement from California State University Chancellor Timothy White during a press briefing as outgoing school president Lisa Rosbacher sat next to him. In terms of searching for a replacement, there will be a committee of HSU trustees and community members put together in February to begin the hunt in earnest. Rosbacher leaving at the end of the 2018-2019 school year. White predicting somewhere between 40 and 60 applicants for the position. First-degree murder counts facing a Dinsmore teen in connection with the shooting death of a man in October of last year. 18-year-old Dwayne Gillespie is accused of killing 68-year-old Richard Falk, who had been Gillespie's foster father at one point. Falk found dead outside his home. Gillespie and a girl were found in Arcata a few days later. He's also charged with breaking into a woman's home in September 2017. He's expected back in court October 23rd for a preliminary hearing on the charges against him. Well, we tell you from time to time about the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit's efforts, and the numbers add up. As the DEU wraps up the 2018 Cannabis Eradication Suppression Program, they're out with results of their efforts. There were 65 operations conducted, 198,000 marijuana plants eradicated, 12,500 pounds of pot bud destroyed, 11,500 pounds of marijuana shake destroyed. Also, more than $3 million in cash seized, 14 arrests, and 36 firearms seized. Humboldt County Public Works will begin work to place a bridge over the storm-damaged area on Maton Road on October 16th. The road will be open, but expect delays of up to 2 hours. There will be flaggers in the area, so be attentive to those directions. Work will begin reinforcing the road sides to prepare for the bridge placement. The bridge itself tentatively scheduled to be installed on the 23rd, and the road will be closed for about 4 hours during that installation. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.